Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo.
Are you wanting to build a morning routine that's going to set you up for the day with a high level of confidence? Well, today I'm going to share an approach to setting yourself up to win with a strong morning routine. And if you stay until the end, I have an extra point for you then as well. Now, just before we dive in today, I just wanted to point you in the direction of our free confidence newsletter, where you can keep up to date with all the episodes and get a free weekly tip on confidence. All you got to do is click on the link below to sign up for that for absolutely free. Okay, so morning routines was something I really got interested in when I got into this whole personal growth space. I was like, what is the right morning routine? Who does what? How does it really set people up? Because lots of people were talking about it. And I remember coming across a book called The Miracle Morning, which I seem to remember be recommended from someone I was dating. She told me about it at the time. And I read the book and it was a really, really good book. And I came across it. And it's by a guy called Hal Elrod. And it's got an acronym in it, how you set up a good morning routine. And it's called SAVERS. So SAVERS. And it stands for different things like scribing, affirmations, visualization, exercise, reading, and silence. Actually, I think the S is the other way around. So the first S is silence and then the final one, scribing. It doesn't matter what order you do it, though, I seem to remember. Anyway, I was really intrigued by that. I tried it out. It could be a 6-minute routine or it could be a 60-minute. You could do each part for 10. And I remember just trying to figure out my own morning routine that was going to set me up nice and confident for the day. And maybe that's something you're wondering about today if you're listening to this episode. There's a high chance of that. So I started learning different approaches and what worked for me and what didn't. And that's what I want to emphasize, that I've never found the perfect morning routine because there's nothing perfect. And I've heard some very successful people be like, oh, you know, you've got to have like a 2-hour morning routine to start you up. And I've heard other people, they just get up, they write something very quickly for 5 minutes, and they have their coffee and they get going to their work, right? And they're also, you know, successful in what they do, okay? So I want to ask you this, like, is what you're doing in the morning working for you? Because if it's not, maybe it's a chance to change it, and that's maybe why you came across this episode. And how's it really keeping you stuck? Because I remember just getting really confused with what I'm meant to be doing, but also waking up miserable and not changing my state. So I've definitely been there as well. So I really want to give you some guidance on what's worked for me in terms of morning routine. Okay, so the first point I want to make is know what you want, right? Know what your direction is, right? The thing is, we live in an information-heavy society, and it's like, okay, you might find an influencer like Jay Shetty, for example, who has like 1 to 2 hours of meditation and he's a former monk. That's not for me. And that's not for other people that I've also seen in certain similar spaces, right? Some people do meditate for sure. Some people don't, right? But that's in line with who he is. He's very much about the peace. He's very much about being stable and quiet. And that works for him, right? So first of all, you've got to know what you want, right? It's no use doing a bunch of things that don't line up with your life. So be clear on what you want. What do you want to feel? What direction are you going? Maybe it's doing like a little bit of research towards something you're working on, right? So know what you want is the first point. The second thing, keep it super simple. This is the problem I've seen in my life and other people I've coached and other people like in general, right? That we make things too overcomplicated when we want to start something new because we get very excited and we're like, right, I'm going to go to the gym for an hour a day every morning, right? And we've not been for like months. That's not sustainable. Maybe for the first few days, maybe even a week, but that's not going to be sustainable. So keep it super simple. Even if it's like a 10, 15 minute routine, keep something that's going to be sustainable and easy. And if you enjoy it and you find yourself doing more, that's amazing. Fantastic. Pat yourself on the back, but don't start off too heavy. Keep it super simple. And then the third thing I want to say is be okay with it changing. It's okay if like things just feel a bit tiresome, a bit tedious. They don't feel like they're serving you. then maybe mix it up and experiment different things, right? And then the fourth thing is just do your research and look at what other people are doing. Maybe a role model, what they're doing. Again, it's like everything's going to work differently for different people, but that can give you some inspiration to move forward with it as well. Okay, I want to give you an extra point as well today. And just before I get onto that, I just wanted to mention to you again about the self-confidence newsletter we've got. We can sign up for absolutely free and get weekly updates when the podcasts are out and get a weekly confidence tip as well. Just got to click in the link in the show notes below. Okay, my bonus point, or what I really want to emphasize, is this idea of physical and mental workouts. So you're probably familiar with a physical workout. It's like whether you go to the gym, whether you go running, whether you do walking, you know, whatever you're blessed to be able to do with your body in this life. I know some people got more limitations than others. So that'd be like a physical workout example. The mental workout is something I've really found beneficial in my morning routines. Now, the mental workout is something to train yourself for life challenges. So people do things like meditation. I like doing breath work a little bit more. I like journaling before I go to bed, reflecting on things from the day or challenges that have already come up. So more, I just want to say morning routine can be a really great opportunity to mentally work out. And it's about finding what works for you. And make sure when you've done your workout to pat yourself on the back and praise yourself because you've made progress. So that's what I've got for you today. I appreciate you for being here. You're improving other people's lives by being the best you. And remember, you're in control of your own self-esteem and confidence.